Gee, it's been a sad day for Tasmania, the 29th target Tasmania, and we've seen a double fatality, a fatality yesterday and another one today, and a man who's been following it very, very closely right throughout the course of this week is Martin Agerton. Martin, welcome to you.
Yeah, good day, Michael. I wish it was under different circumstances.
Yeah, look, today is just a terrible tragedy, isn't it? And I guess it's target Tasmania has been around for a long time, got a pretty good track record for fatalities. I mean, we don't get many, but this is unprecedented, isn't it?
Before yesterday, there'd been two in the whole 29-year history. One of them was about maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and the other one was way back in the 90s, and that was a navigator who was killed when a car went through a telegraph pole sideways near Rayanna. But yeah, this has really rocked the motorsport world, not just Target Tasmania. I mean, this is shocking news. And I know the names haven't been released yet from the one today, but I can tell you that one of them is a Tasmanian, very well known in motorsport, been around for a long time, very experienced driver too, you know, and he would have known that road extremely well, and quite surprised when I found out who it was, because something must have gone terribly wrong there.
It's a sport that you go into it, you know that there are risks, but I think the drivers are pretty experienced. I mean, we have drivers that that need to, I guess, qualify in certain different areas to be there, but sometimes tragedy can strike just when we don't expect it.
Well, I think today's a perfect example of it can happen to anyone, because this is one person I would never have expected to be involved in such a serious incident. You know, very experienced driver, and like I said, would know that particular piece of road extremely well. So, yeah, it's excuse me, when you go to a motorsport event, on the back of your ticket, it's printed in big black letters, motorsport is dangerous. And every time you put a helmet on, you understand that there's risks. I've done it myself. I've been involved in some rally crashes and walked away without a scratch. But it really brings it home, more so when it's someone that and this guy only said g'day to him yesterday at the start of the Grass Tree Hill stage, you know. So, and when the word gets out, I think people in the motorsport scene in Tasmania, as I said, he's well known. They'll be really shocked about it. So it's a very sombre mood in Hobart. I'm back earlier than I would have been, obviously. They stopped the event. It was on the last day. There was a couple of stages to go. No presentations. So they decided yesterday after the one on the West Coast that there would be no champagne shower, that it would be just presenting the trophies, and it would be done, you know, very respectfully. And I think the right choice was made today, just to stop everything, as it's turned out. Eddie Maguire will be declared the winner outright. He had about a 2-minute and 8-second lead before today's stages. Angus Kennard was taking a second off him here and there, but it was down to about 1:53, I think, before this happened. So he would have declared the outright winner. Look, I'll catch up with Eddie during the week, and I'll have him on my Saturday sports show next Saturday. Mm-hmm. But under the circumstances, it wouldn't be right to talk to him today. And you know, win, lose, or draw, everyone of the 300-odd competitors or 300 cars, so there's, you know, 500 or 600 competitors, would be feeling this today.
I don't think anyone could deny Ed Maguire, because he was the man, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was the driver that was doing it well. What do we now go to? What do the officials now do? I mean, this is a horrible thing. I know they'll release the names of the two people that have been tragically killed today, but what do officials do now? A big inquiry into everything, and a big sort of re-look at it?
It may be. Like I said, it's had a pretty good safety record over the last 29 years, and the reason the names haven't been released yet from Tasmania Police is because Kin haven't been notified. The other guy was from Queensland, so that may just take a little bit longer. There'll definitely be coronial inquests into both incidents yesterday and today, and I'm not going to preempt what's going to happen with any of them, but the one yesterday will show that the impact of the crash wasn't the cause of death. That's all I can say at this stage. But there'll be a coronial inquest. There may well be a review. I mean, certainly Motorsport Australia will be looking into it, and of course, the Tasmanian arm of that. There may have to be changes made that could impact on other events like this. Of course, we've got Targa High Country, we've got Targa Great Barrier Reef, we've got other tarmac rally events that are held all over Australia. Generally, the safety record's been pretty good. I mean, it's just sad to say, but it's one of those things.
Yeah,
it happens,
look,
you know.
Yeah, look, and I know you've been a commentator in Speedway for a long, long time, and there's
not
there's
anymore, but yeah,
no,
yeah,
but you had
yes,
been
about 30 years, yeah.
Mm. And there's been rollovers, and there's been all sorts of things, and a lot of drivers just get out and just walk away. But unfortunately, with this, totally different, of course, yeah. being a rally, etc., on the roads, and a real tragedy. Martin, I know that this really upset you, because I know the driver, you love the sport, and it's something that you don't go to cover off, which you have done this year, and expect to see yesterday's situation, let alone today.
Yeah, I mean, that's, when we got the news about that, I can't repeat my reaction on air, because we'd both be off air for that, but it was a few expletives, as you can imagine, and shock and surprise, yeah. And I know there's probably going to be some people out there now that will have a field day with this. The anti-everything brigade will want to, you know, have the event banned and things like that. But what we need to do is just calm down, let it all work out, let it go through the system, let the police do their what they've got to do, let the coroner do what they've got to do, let Motorsport Australia do what they've got to do, and then let's sit down in the cold light of day, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months down the track, and decide what the future of the event will be. I'm confident that we'll go ahead again next year. It would be the 30th anniversary. Mm. In what form, though, I don't know. I mean, I think the ramifications, for this, we don't really know at this stage.
Well, let's hope the keyboard warriors and all the general public don't just jump the gun. I think that's really important point that you make, is to let them take due course, let them put the processes in place, let's see what the findings come up with in 6 months' time. I think at this particular point in time, until then, let's just be disappointed and disheartened that it's actually happened, and then
exactly, and you mentioned the keyboard warriors too. Let's just think, don't forget there's families involved in this, there's people that would have had to have attended the scene, there's officials, you know, I can tell you, the HQ in Hobart, it was just a very sombre mood when the news came through, so if anyone's sitting out there thinking, well, you know, they're going to make a meal out of this, and just take a second and think about it, and just remember that there are people involved in this, families and loved ones and fellow competitors and officials, and it's hit everyone pretty hard. So just take it easy and wait till we see what comes out of it. Yeah.